We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, 30th of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, we'll start with news about BYD, already very popular in Europe with their commercial vehicles, their buses. I see them all over the place in London. And coming to the Paris Motor Show, October 17th, it kicks off. And that will, I think, be the official launch. Not that they've said it, but I think it'll be the official launch of BYD's passenger car vehicle business here in Europe. They've been doing a pilot already in Norway. That's been going very well and seems to be successful, selling the Tang SUV. And so I think Paris Motor Show, October, is when we'll have the big announcement and BYD cars getting a bigger distribution. Now, here in Europe, 13% of all new car sales are pure electric. Not the biggest number, of course. It's above 10%, and there are some countries that are laggards and dragging that number back. But actually, the plug-in number, being 20%, is being massively dragged back by plug-in hybrids that for the fourth consecutive month have fallen off a cliff, and pure electric cars continue their increase. Now, Audi reporting strong results of their group, and Audi saying that the Audi Q4 e-tron is growing significantly in sales, accounting for 6.3% of all Audi sales. QuantumScape, the builder of solid-state batteries, say that they have now produced their 24-layer cells, which was being requested by the automotive companies. That is getting the right capacity retention, they say, the right battery behaviours. They're now shipping them off to automotive OEMs, and that testing will start to happen by the car companies themselves. Those solid-state batteries getting ever closer. Great to see advances in battery technology. More news coming out about the incentives in the US, what I guess is the official Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Not that it's law yet, but one of the things that was missed in the initial set of headlines was for commercial vehicles weighing more than 14,000 pounds. And that is if the vehicle qualifies, it will get a $40,000 incentive. And so if you look at the price of those Tesla semi-trucks, I guess they have an MSRP of $150,000. That would be $110,000 effective price on a vehicle that was already cheaper to operate, cost per mile, amortized over the million miles that it'll do, or the 3 or 5 years that you have it in your truck fleet. It's just a no-brainer to get that and not a dirty, disgusting, polluting diesel truck. Now, NIO in China confirming their 150 kilowatt hour battery will come this year. It's a semi-solid state battery. All NIO models have the same battery dimensions, and you can now swap out their smallest battery, 70 kilowatt hour, for a 150 kilowatt hour battery. Maybe you're off with the family for a road trip for 1-2 weeks and not want to carry around a massive battery the rest of the year. Really, really interesting technology. Also, NIO talking about their new Hungarian operations opening in September. That's going to be their first overseas plant, which serves as production service and R&D for their European business as they expand into Germany, Netherlands, Sweden and Denmark this year. Brilliant, brilliant news. Now, let's talk a little bit about the subscription companies that are cropping up all over the place. A great way to try an EV or even have one a little longer term in your driveway in the US. Or Autonomy is an EV subscription company partnering with AutoNation as their dealer of record to help them acquire 20,000 electric vehicles, not just Teslas, but also other models and brands to add to the fleets as well. Now, one of the YouTube channels out there called The Kilowatts, has purchased a Model Y from California, Model Y from Texas, using the old and the new Tesla battery technology, and finding there's not much of a weight difference between them, and wondering what on earth is going on under the skin of that new 4680. Some people speculating that it's the new casting that they're using on the front and rear. A little bit overweight at the moment. Well, wait and see. And a confidential report for the Australian car industry saying that cheap EVs are still a little ways off yet. And that is briefly.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.